The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with my co-host, Mr. Sam Brewski. Sam, what's up, man?
Oh, not much, nothing. What's up with you?
I just finished watching The Catastrophe.
It was sad.
The Massacre.
Smacked.
I was going to try to think of some sort of fancy way to tie Christmas into this massacre, but nah.
The Grizzlies Christmas Massacre.
No, that's terrible. Not using that.
Just like the game, it was terrible.
It was. The final score of the game, this is the Grizzlies versus Spurs post game, by the way. Final score, Spurs 145, Grizzlies 115. Grizzlies fall to 11-20 on the season. It was just the Spurs night. That's all it is to it. The Grizzlies came out in the first quarter. The energy wasn't there. Taylor Jenkins calls a timeout, and you see it build up just after that timeout. And the defense, there were times that it was bad. But this is not really a game that you can pin on, well, you should have played this guy, or you should have done this, or you should have done that. The Spurs just straight up did not miss tonight. They were in fuego from the field. It was ridiculous how well the Spurs shot the ball tonight. Jaren Jackson had a pretty good game. He had 22 points. He made 6 threes tonight. JV, 18 and 12, another double-double. I think it's his 16th on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Brooks had a much better showing in this game as opposed to the first matchup against the Spurs. He had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Ja Morant had 19, 3, and 4. Tyus Jones, 11, 3, and 3. De'Anthony Melton, 6, 3, 3, and 3 steals. Decent stat lines from the Grizzlies guys. The Grizzlies scored 115 points. The Spurs shot 79% in the first quarter. And I'm watching the game, and I'm like, okay.
You can't compete with that.
You can't compete with it, but it's also not something that's going to...
That's not going to happen every day, but...
They're not going to stay at that level through the whole game, right? Well, they didn't stay at 79%, but they did shoot a ridiculous... They were just on fire tonight. Chris Vernon, in the post game, he was talking about it. He said, Hubie Brown says there's 10 games a year where you can not accredit it to anything, right? So there's 5 games where you're just going to lose. There's nothing that you could have done any different. You're going to lose the game because it was the other team's night. And then there's going to be 5 games where it's just your night and you're going to win. And tonight was definitely one of those nights. It was a night where the Grizzlies didn't necessarily play all that awful, but they got throttled, man. Beat by 30. So I'm going to break this down by the quarter. The Spurs 79% in the first quarter, and then they came back to earth in the second quarter, 41%. And it's like, okay.
That's realistic.
Yeah. That's something that you see on a day-to-day basis, 40% from the field. Sometimes you see it higher. A lot of times you see it higher than 40%. But that's a little more realistic than 79%.
Yep.
So at the half, they're shooting the Spurs are shooting 61%. And you're like, okay, that's probably going to fall going into the second half. Grizzlies were within 11. Thinking maybe they got a shot to bring this back. The Spurs come out in the third quarter. Take a shot at what they – just take a guess at what they shot in the third quarter.
91%.
Come on, man. It felt like that. It did feel like that.
Were they in the 60s?
No, in the 70s again.
In the 70s again.
75% in the third.
Wow.
Take it. I'm going to give you another shot. Fourth quarter, what do you think they shot?
64.
Too low.
Too low again? They in the 70s again?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, 72%.
It's ridiculous.
Three out of the four quarters tonight, the Spurs were over 70% from the field.
You don't beat that unless you're shooting 100%.
And they were over 60% from three tonight as well. They were not missing. There were some open shots. There were some times that rotations could have been better. Grizzlies could have done this or that or whatever. But this is just a game that the Grizzlies just were not going to win. It was not happening. The Spurs got vintage LaMarcus Aldridge tonight. He had 22 in the first quarter. Everything he was chucking up there was going in. And JV kind of ticked me off a little bit.
Uh-oh.
He was playing too far off of him.
Yeah. He's been doing that all season, man.
He does. He gives too much space a lot of times. I know in pick and rolls, it was killing the Grizzlies early in the season because he would play so far back. If they done a pick and roll, the wing would have tons of space and just knock down the jump shot. And he was playing too far off of Aldridge. Aldridge can shoot the ball. He's a mid-range guy, but he can shoot it from outside. And there were a few shots where JV was just too far back, and he's not going to – yeah, he's 7 foot. He's got the wingspan. Blah, 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 blah. You can't give a guy that can shoot the ball that much space. But I'm not gonna hammer on the guys tonight. Like I say, it was a game that the Grizzlies just had no shot at winning. The way the Spurs shot the ball, you're not going to beat that. You can do everything right, and you're not going to beat it. And even in the post-game press conference, Coach Jenkins, he gave credit to the Spurs because of how they played tonight. You're not going to see it very often. The Spurs finished the game 67% from the field.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't have – I'm going to pull up the three-point percentage. I actually didn't put that down, and I don't know why I didn't put that down. But the Spurs, 67 from the field – and 63%, 63% from three, 15 for 24. Just unheard of, man. I don't know what you do in that situation. I'm not sure. You just take the L and you move on. And it's what you do. I didn't talk about Jay Crowder's night because I wanted to kind of cover him in depth a little bit. Sam, read me his stat line. What's Jay Crowder's stat line on the night?
Jay had 4 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and he shot 1 for 9 from the field. That's 11%.
Yeah.
11.
Saucy.
Sounds like Kevin, but 11.
What was his plus minus in tonight's game? Sam doesn't have it. Jay Crowder, his plus minus in tonight's game, he was negative 36. Grizzlies lost by 30. There were quite a few. It was more than just Jay that had a terrible plus minus tonight. But I brought that up. The three other guys that could have been playing that position, that could have been out there instead of Jay with him struggling so much, Grayson Allen, DeAnthony Melton, Solomon Hill. Those three guys, their plus minus combined tonight, they were a plus 9. Plus 9. Jay Crowder played almost 30 minutes tonight. Solomon Hill barely saw the floor. He started the last game. I don't know what's going on.
Solomon Hill only played 12 minutes.
12 minutes. Mm-hmm. What, and Grayson played 18. How much did DeAnthony play tonight?
17:41.
So they each got a little bit of playing time. Yeah. I just don't understand why we have to hammer Jay Crowder. Why does Jay Crowder have to play 30 minutes a game?
Trade bait.
When he is... But you're losing value, man.
That's true.
If I'm another team and I'm looking at Jay Crowder's last 5 games, son, you ain't getting crap from me for Jay Crowder.
Boo-boo, poo-poo. I say it all the time.
Over his last 5 games, Jay Crowder is shooting 16% from three. 16%. Sam has the numbers. What's his? He's like, what,
5 for 31.
From three over the last 5 games. He's shooting the ball slightly better from the field, but it's still not, 38%.
It ain't great.
Jay had a decent game against the Cavaliers. And then at home against the Kings, he rebounded the ball well. He scored. He had a decent game in that one when JV was out. So he's capable of playing well. But pull the string, man. When they're playing bad, get them off the floor. I've seen people talk about rotations with Jenkins all year long and questioning why he's doing this and why he's doing that. And he's a young coach, young team. They're still trying to figure all of this out. But this one seems like a no-brainer to me. He's not playing well right now. He is in a funk. Make a change. Have him come off of the bench. Surely to goodness, he's been in the league long enough that he can understand, hey, you're not really doing what I need you to do right now, so I'm going to have somebody else start in your place over the next few games and just see how it goes. Maybe not. Maybe his ego is that fragile that he can't deal with that. He doesn't strike me as that type of guy. What do you think? Do you think he's a big softy, and if Jenkins benches him to see if maybe we get a rise in production, that he becomes a diva?
He might. I don't know.
What have you seen him do that makes you think that he would become a diva, though?
I haven't. Yeah. But I just, you know, that may be why. Maybe Jenkins knows something that we don't.
I mean, obviously he does. He's an NBA coach, and we're sitting here just talking about him. But, you know, touché. I mean, that's obvious that he does. But I feel like some decisions are so easy to make, and for whatever reason, they just don't get made. And it's easy to be a backseat driver. We can sit here and nitpick these guys all day long. At the end of the day, Jay Crowder's play tonight didn't cost the Grizzlies the game. We talked about how well the Spurs shot the ball at a stupid, stupid amount.
Well, now if the Grizzlies came out and shot it like that, that would have been an epic game then, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would have been a freaking slobber knocker, man.
Slobber knocker.
That would have been, if both teams shoot over 70%, I don't know that that has ever happened in the history of the NBA, but it would have to be one of the highest scoring games. And that would be, it'd be fun to watch. That would be like, certainly both teams shooting over 70% would be fun to watch. I can't imagine what that final score would look like, though.
250 apiece.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
No, it wouldn't. But
I definitely, if you would have given me an opportunity to bet on something like this, I would not, like, nah. I'm not. The way the Spurs have been playing, I don't know what the spread and who was favored, but I would have taken the Grizzlies in this game just straight up.
Well, yeah, we said it the other day we would have.
The Grizzlies had just been playing better, yeah. But DeMar DeRozan had a good game. LaMarcus Aldridge blew up. The entire Spurs team just went crazy. Oh, man. Sam missed the post game. He was heading to do the podcast with me, but Chris Vernon was talking about, they always do a CV point of the game or whatever, and he was talking about the Metu guy from the Spurs, and I don't know that guy's first name. I'm not even gonna attempt to pronounce it because I would butcher it, but he's like a guy name, and he said Metu's first and last name exist. And he shoots 100% from the field. he came in, he was 2 for 2 on the night. And I thought it was funny because there are even guys that cover the game. There's people depth-wise that we don't know all their names. And that's what, you know, I kind of touched on that. We know quite a bit of depth. We know a lot of the players on all the other teams, but we don't know all of them. It's just not possible. So, don't have much else on the game tonight. We don't have a JV fun fact yet, though, Sam.
I think I might have one.
JV fun fact of the day. Let's go.
Fun fact of the day. Well, you know that his first name is Jonas, but did you know that his father's name is Jonas as well? And did you know that his Jonas's son's name is Jonas as well. So there's like the trifecta of Jonas's.
Sam's happy. It's He's a cheesing whole, over here.
It's a whole family of Jonas.
So when Grandma yells for Jonas, which one of them answers?
I wonder how she does do that. Da, 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 da. Well, even if she says JV, it's like, ba-ba-da-da.
Who are you taking? I don't know. Three Jonas's.
Three Jonas's in one house. That'd be insane. I bet you they're all huge. I know one of them is. Actually, yeah. No, too. Yeah, his dad's pretty big, too, so.
Isn't it? Do you know how big his dad is?
No, but I can get here in like 2 seconds.
Nah, that's all right. You don't have to look it up. I just said you said you knew his dad was big. His dad is big.
Well,
his dad was an athlete, too, right?
So, yeah, it was. That's okay. Something for another time.
All right. I'm not going to ruin any of your JV fun facts.
All right.
We'll stop it with that one.
Good.
Coming out of the fun fact of the day is a great time to talk about one of our partners here at HoopBall, MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is a sports book. If you're looking for a place to bet, right now is the time. MyBookie is running a promo. If you use the promo code Grizzlies, they will match your initial deposit, match you halfway up to $1,000. So you deposit $2,000, they're giving you $1,000. Great time to get free money. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. They match you halfway up to $1,000. So if you're going to bet $500 on the Super Bowl, go to mybookie.ag, enter the promo code Grizzlies, and they're going to give you an extra $250 or an extra $1,000. If you're a baller, if you're rolling, you want the extra $1,000, you go from making a $2,000 bet to a $3,000 bet, and if you win, it pays off big. That's mybookie.ag. The promo code is the Grizzlies, not the Grizzlies. The promo code is just Grizzlies. Messing it up, Sam. I can't run with it. I don't know. Okay. I got nothing.
It's okay. You fixed it.
I did. We'll go with my booking. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run it back one more time because I want you guys to get this right. I want you to go out here and get your free money at mybookie.ag. Use the promo code Grizzlies, and they're going to match the initial deposit halfway up to $1,000. Mybookie.ag promo code is Grizzlies. MyBookie is one of the most trusted names in the industry. They have more lines and better odds than any other sports book around. One more time, and I'll leave it at this, guys. MyBookie.ag, promo code Grizzlies. They're matching you halfway up to $1,000. Go get your free money. Bet on the Super Bowl. If football's not your thing, they have plenty of things to choose from. Plenty. Go check it out, MyBookie.ag. Sam, you know what else drops today? Or what drop, not what else, but do you know what dropped today?
I do. The Bruise Letter.
Bruise Letter. Did you guys go sign up yet?
If you haven't, you need to.
It's hoop-ball.com. Sam, I'm leaving it to you, man. How do they sign up for the Bruise Letter?
You go to hoop-ball.com, you go to the bottom of the page, you click on the Bruise Letter thing, you sign up for it. It takes like 10 seconds.
That's it. You enter your email. It's 10 to 15 seconds, guys. A lot of great information. The leader here at HoopBall, Aaron Bruschi, puts this out every week, covers all 30 NBA teams, so it's not a two-team show. We're not a just New York and Los Angeles teams. Like, we're not just covering that. We're covering everything. Go check it out, hoop-ball.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Fantasy guy, basketball guy, whatever it is, man. If you're listening to the podcast, you will enjoy the information you get from this letter. Sam.
Yo.
Where can we find you, brother?
I'm on Twitter at SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
The show is at HoopBallGrizz, and you can find me. I'm at DWill2111. That's all we've got for today, guys. Again, the final score of the game, San Antonio 145, Memphis 115. Grizzlies fall at 11-20 on the season. We still got hope, Sam.
The Grizzlies
might finish December above 500.
Hope so.
Their game below. Got a shot. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yeah.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.